This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. With a busy throat. This is Lock and Load. Before I get with the guests, let me share something with you. I got something on Facebook today. Enough making excuses for the SIG P320. You sound desperate and your rationalizing is getting kind of pathetic. Is SIG paying you now? Well, I invited my friend on Facebook to engage on the air. And unlike most who just sort of fluff that away, he's actually decided to take me up on that now. So, joining us real quick before we move on to Arbalest Quarrel, we're going to go to the phones. Brian. Well, if it'll go to air. Brian, I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you live, but good evening.
Good evening, Bill. This is Brian. I'm in coast of Texas. Good talking with you. I appreciate
likewise.
The
opportunity. Certainly. Now, your thing is that you think I'm discounting and rationalizing SIG's 1 in 46 million drop axis incident. Yeah?
One in 46 million. I'd like to see the data on that, but yes, I'm...
Well, they claim that there's 46 million different angles you could drop it from. It's not my claim. It's just one that I've seen published.
I've seen that 360 degrees, but whatever. That's fine. No, yes, I am claiming that I think you're sort of dodging that. Every gun has problems. SIG, this isn't the first and only occurrence that the drop testing has shown the SIG fires. It's fired on a number of occasions after this was reported. And I'm simply saying that let's acknowledge that it's not perfect. And obviously, SIG has come out with a recommended solution for it. Owners can decide to purchase that solution,
sure.
But let's not just oversay, well, it happened in 46 million times. So it's happened numerous times, and we're talking about a firearm shooting a bullet somewhere. So I'd like to know that when I drop it, it's not going to fire.
Well, you and I as both, but at the same time, here's this, and this is what SIG has put out, and I only know what SIG reports. And by the way, SIG is not a sponsor. They're not paying me. As a matter of fact, the only person that I know that is even relatively remotely connected to SIG is Kerry Davis of Dark Angel, who teaches trauma classes there, so he has nothing to do with the guns. Okay? They have 500,000 guns out in circulation for the last 3 years. Of those, there have been 4 incidents, 3 with law enforcement, 1 with civilian. Okay. Now, in incidents that we've seen in the past, okay, with Glock, when they had fielded in law enforcement with Glocks, where police officers inadvertently keep their finger in the trigger guard and they run around down the outer sweep of their thigh. There's one incident where a cop, he tried to sue Glock for a defective gun. Right? Now, you and I both know, in the modern day Glock today is a very safe gun. It's a very drop safe gun. It wasn't always that way. They had a recall in 1999. They had one in 2002. They had one in 2005. And that's just the ones I could find today.
Sure.
And that's because it's a manufactured item.
Well, and isn't it one thing with the Glock? Don't they? I was looking at the SIG site just to sort of prepare for this. And on the SIG site, they talk about having as an option a tabbed trigger safety. Is that the same thing that Glock has? Is that what they call a tabbed trigger safety?
Where you have that is the tabbed trigger safety. That's the trigger within the trigger that has to be depressed before the other trigger can be depressed.
So that addresses that on Glock. So, again, I'm not saying every gun or no gun is perfect or every gun is not perfect or is perfect except SIG. I'm just saying that let's, be fair and extremely fair.
Well, listen, the problem I have with this, the problem I have with this whole thing, is that I don't think this would have mattered if SIG had not won the MH17 contract. When that started happening, now SIG got out there and they put out some ads showing the M&P the Glock, a few other plastic Fantastics, sort of like fading into the background with the SIG P320 standing in the forefront. And the byline was, we'll take over from here. And that stuck in some craws, I'm sure, of people at Glock and Smith & Wesson and everything else. But Glock sued the Army, or they tried to hold up the win of the contract to it when they were looking for a modular handgun system. Even though they lost by about $100 million or $1 million, whatever it was. It was a big amount of money. And Glock lost because Glock has developed a gun that works in its current configuration quite well. They put some front-edge serrations on it and a frame-mounted safety, and they still lost anyway because it wasn't modular, because they haven't changed anything. Essentially, they put finger grooves on it, then they took finger grooves off of it, and then they had polymer inserts in the magazines, and then they put steel inserts because the magazines wouldn't drop free when you started running the guns back in the 80s, because that's when I started carrying them. I've carried them since 1991. I know the platform well. My problem is not with Glock the gun. My problem is with Glock the man.
I
don't have anything. Yeah, I don't have anything against the pistols themselves, but SIG or anybody out there. I mean, Caracal. Have you ever heard of them? They got pulled off the market. They got pulled off the market for being so undrop safe. I don't. When I was in the military, if we dropped our weapon, we were in big trouble.
Absolutely.
Pushing the earth away from us.
Yeah, when I do shooting competitions, and believe me, you don't drop your weapon when you're doing that either. So you definitely want to avoid it. It's just, again, it's an issue, and SIG is addressing it. I think that's
encouraging.
The approach to it. Yeah, I think that's the approach to it. I think it's very encouraging.
It's going to be very expensive for them.
Exactly.
Because they're going to do 500,000 guns.
And I commend them for doing that.
Yeah, but the thing that got to me about this is I've seen this more than once in the industry this year when Rock River and Springfield Armory had to deal with legislation in their home state. The gun community came out, and it was the same players pushing that as it was this whole thing with SIG. And I have to ask myself, why the same people keep stoking the fires, supposedly within the gun community, against the gun community? So when I tried to not fan the flames and try to pour a little water on it and let everything cool down a minute and look at things in the light of day, I'm just not going to go with the emotional knee-jerk on that. It's just not going to happen. I have a SIG P320 full-size. I have run that thing exhaustively on a SWAT range. I had a SWAT officer that shoots video with me and I train with. We've dropped it a few times accidentally. We didn't drop it the way it will go off, but we didn't drop it on concrete either. We were in the dirt. The gun in a fight is every bit as good as Glock with a better grip angle for me. And really, truly, what this all boils down to is between the Glock and the SIG P320. I prefer the SIG P320. But having said that, I've already got a H&K VP9, and I think it blows both of them out of the water. So, it's not so much that I'm trying to be an apologist for SIG. SIG spends about $4 million more a year on research and development. They have X amount of engineers who do nothing but try to torture the gun to make it break. I got a couple of problems with the P320. It's a retread of the 250, which didn't ever take off. I think they should have done something from the ground up. But I've shot it, and it runs. So that's my thing. That's all I'm pushing. And the only reason I continue to push it, you're not with me when I'm doing the show prep, and I'm looking at the stack of today's SIG fired because we hit it in the back with a ball peen hammer. Okay, no kidding.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah, so
again, if you're doing, people are doing that sort of thing, it's not testing. That's, trying to get internet hits. And I agree with you. You need to look at it in the way it real world is being used. Heck, the Glock 43 had its problems when it first came out.
Well, listen.
Not being able to cycle.
Listen, you did something most people wouldn't do. You need to send me your address on Facebook, and I'm going to send something to you because you have demonstrated what it is to be a ninja, and I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Send me that address.
I'll do that.
We'll be right back. We're going to go with the Arbalest Quarrels guys when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Very concerned about what's going on in the United States. I watch everything that's going well. I'm as concerned as I'm going to get. I'll put it that way. And joining me in my concerns are the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrelli and Roger Katz. Guys, since I had to use that first segment with that guy, can we have you on tomorrow night as well? Is one of you free for that too?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. What we don't get done today, we'll do tomorrow with Overless Quarrel. So I know that there's so many things going on out there, so I will let you pick and choose where we're going.
Okay, Roger, let me introduce what I think we want to talk about tonight. Charlottesville and bring down Trump movement to change the United States and the republic for which it stands. That's the main idea. And Roger's research today on what the mainstream media is doing with all their fake news goes to the legality of the issue and to their actions. And he'll introduce us, possibly for the first time ever, to this shocking news and this legal standing that we may be able to hold the media accountable for violating the First Amendment. Our position on Charlottesville is similar to the president's, but actually we believe that there are more than two sides to the story. We do believe that violence should not be condoned. It's not good in any form whatsoever. But we blame the left and the extreme right for anyone who violated the law. So we're not saying that anyone should violate the law. We believe in the rule of law. But we don't believe that what the media is doing, their media frenzy, their Hollywood attaches, all this stuff going on, bashing Trump constantly, whether he does whatever he does, it doesn't matter. It's just they want him out, and we know that. We've talked about that. So that's, I think, what we're going to try and touch upon during the program tonight. And before it ends, I think we need to remember that last week, we did a Who Are These Hypocrites?
Yes, and we get, and I will tell you that we did get one email. Michael DeZaler got out there and said, you guys are talking about Blumenthal. So we did get one response to that.
Oh, my God, one guy. All right, well, we got to see if your listeners want us to continue, and maybe we could start that up again next week, because we have another U.S. senator in mind. And another U.S. senator, and another U.S. senator, and we have a few Congress people around, too. So that's up to your listeners. If they like it, they want to do this, we can continue it. But Roger,
well, we can throw it out there. We can throw it out there, but it took it a few days to get to us. By the time it took about 3 days after the podcast. I actually heard about it this week.
Okay.
I got notified about it this week, so.
All right, good things take time, and I'm glad that one person in America knows his history. That's good. We commend you. We commend you.
So then, have you guys heard one thing about this the so-called white supremacist that was leading the white supremacists in the protest, the leader of that particular protest? Have you heard about what the SPLC is saying about him?
I haven't heard, Bill, but if you're referring possibly to Richard Spencer, I recall a reading, actually a very interesting article in The Atlantic. This was, I think, back in their June issue. But he's a prolific writer, a very perceptive thinker. But apparently, in this particular day and age, his views are beyond the pale.
Well, they're actually talking about a guy named Jason Kessler, not Spencer.
Oh, okay.
Jason Kessler, according to the SPLC, is a former Occupy Wall Street activist and a supporter of Barack Obama.
Oh, okay. Well,
isn't that sort of an interesting little tidbit to throw into that little mix?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am familiar. Right. Kessler, and there was another party, too, I think, a guy by the name of Fraser. This was a black man, and I think he's a very wealthy individual, and he put in his 2 cents in this matter as well. But what I was really interested in, because I've been, of course, Stephen watches TV news quite often, and I read the papers, and I've been reading the New York Times since Saturday, and also the Wall Street Journal, and it's the same message, basically an attack on Trump because he dared to actually suggest
that the protesters, the so-called counter-protesters, were equally at fault for the violence that occurred. How dare he say such things? And then, of course, and it's not necessary to go into the actual discussions. I know Pelosi said that she basically called Trump a coward for failure to take a stand. Actually, I would say that Trump was actually a hero and anything but a coward to stand up to the mainstream media and to these politicians, both in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party. But I have to ask you, because the president is actually supportive of our law. And does anyone give a damn about our law anymore? I happen to do a little research on the First Amendment. You know about the attacks on the Second Amendment. And, of course, there are attacks on the First Amendment. There's an attack constantly on the entire Bill of Rights. But I think you would find, and I think the listeners would find it very interesting, if I gave them a little perspective on the state of our law and what the law has to say about the situation that occurred in Charlottesville. Do we have time yet?
We got a minute and 10 seconds left in this segment, so there's we can pick that up in the next segment.
Yeah, there's a 1969 case, very, very, very important case, called Brandenburg versus Ohio, U.S. Supreme Court case. And I'd like to read a little bit from the opinion, actually the summary. And but before I do, I have to ask you, because I know there's FCC consideration, but if I'm reading particular...
you have to bleep yourself.
I actually have to bleep myself. All right.
Well, I mean, you don't have to bleep yourself. Just skip over it. Just say expletive deleted or something.
Right.
Please don't read that over the air.
All right.
And we're coming up on the break, so we'll pick that up when we get to the other side of it. Talking about Charlottesville with the cool analytical minds that populate at Arbalest Quarrel, where you can find what they put together at arbalestquarrel.com. They're on amoland.com. They're both featured writers there. And once a week, they're here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Is Lock and Load. Tonight we're discussing how they're trying to get rid of our president, and that right now they think they've got some really low-hanging fresh meat right now. They think this is nice and red and juicy and bloody. And, of course, the pushback starts with you, with me. And it's articulated a lot of times by Arbalest Quarles. So joined again by Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli. Just remember now, Roger, I don't care if you read something verbatim, just don't say any of the bad words.
I understand. All right. We've got Brandenburg versus Ohio. All right? This is a 1969 case. And it dealt with the issue whether teaching methods of violence is the same as advocating violence. And the Supreme Court said that there was a definite distinction. Well, let me read the summary of the case, and I'm quoting now. The defendant, a leader of a Ku Klux Klan group, and be mindful, again, this is a 1969 case. The defendant, a leader of a Ku Klux Klan group, spoke at a Klan rally at which a large wooden cross was burned. And some of the other persons present were carrying firearms. You know, God forbid they were carrying firearms. His remarks included such statements as, quote, bury the black people, and he used the N-word, all right?
Right.
And another quotation, the black people, that is the N-word used here, should be returned to Africa, and, quote, send the Jews back to Israel. In an Ohio state court, he was convicted under Ohio's criminal syndicalism statute, both for advocating the duty, necessity, or propriety of crime, sabotage, violence, or unlawful method of terrorism. There, the term terrorism was used back in 1969, as a means of accomplishing industrial or political reform and for voluntarily assembling with any society group or assemblage of persons formed to teach or advocate the doctrines of criminal syndicalism. That's basically televising your feelings over the airwaves. Although
right.
it challenged the constitutionality of the criminal syndicalism statute under the First and Fourteenth Amendments to the federal Constitution, the Intermediate Appellate Court of Ohio affirmed his conviction without opinion. And the Supreme Court of Ohio dismissed his appeal on the ground that no substantial constitutional question was presented. Oh, really? And that's precisely what we would have today. But on appeal, the United States Supreme Court reversed. In a per curiam opinion expressing the unanimous views of the court and overruling a 1927 case, Whitney versus California, the court held that the constitutional guarantees of free speech and free press did not permit a state to forbid or proscribe advocacy of the use of force or of law violation, except where such advocacy was directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and was likely to incite or produce such action, and that since the Ohio criminal statute, by its own words and as applied, purported to punish mere advocacy and to forbid on pain of criminal punishment assembly with others merely to advocate the described type of action, the statute violated the First and Fourteenth Amendments. All right? And that was essentially a unanimous decision. Now, there was a 1978 case, and you may have heard of it. There was Skokie versus National Socialist Party of America. And in this case, the National Socialist Party wanted to march in a town, Skokie, which happened to be predominantly Jewish, and they wanted to show all their colors and their symbols, the Nazi symbols. And at any rate, the city would not permit it and denied them the right to assemble and to march. Well, that Supreme Court of Illinois, believe it or not, the Seventh Circuit, which we think of as being against the Second Amendment, but it took a strong line on the First Amendment, and it said that the city of Skokie cannot prevent the National Socialist Party of America from marching. That to do so was unconstitutional. And believe it or not, it takes us to the Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court refused to hear it. They basically said that, yeah, that this statute is unlawful on its face. And that was a 1978 case. Then there was a 1992 case, RAV versus City of St. Paul, Minnesota. In this particular case, an individual, his name RAV, we'll just use those initials because that's what was in the case, and he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan, had burned a cross on a black family's home on the lawn. And, of course, that would be trespass, but the issue that we're talking about here had to deal with the First Amendment. And the city of St. Paul said that they had an ordinance that displaying symbols known to arouse anger or alarm are illegal. And the city stated that burning a cross attempts to incite alarm or anger, and therefore this individual was convicted under that ordinance. What was interesting is that the Supreme Court took up the case and determined that, and by the way, this was a unanimous decision. They reversed the city of St. Paul, the court, the lower courts, and they found that the statute was facially invalid, which is a very, very strong a position on the part of the court. They're basically saying that it was a matter of prior restraint. All right, so we take all these cases, and there's many more, but those are seminal cases going back from 1969 and then a decade later in 1978 and then in 1992 and so on and so forth. And what is the message here? the message is that people have to have a tougher skin. And people have a right to demonstrate their opinion. You may disagree with them. You may vehemently dislike them. But be that as it may, since we live in a free republic, individuals have a right to assemble. They have a right to show their symbols. They have a right to demonstrate. Now, what's interesting, when we read the newspaper articles, we get the impression, and it's more than just the impression that you glean from the articles, they come right out and say it. They basically say that the violence that ensued was due to these so-called protest groups. And by the way, the term neo-Nazi, I don't think that's a term that any of the so-called alt-right groups use. I think there's one group or a large party called the Stormfront, and of course we know the Ku Klux Klan. I don't think any of these groups refer to themselves as white supremacists. These are all terminology that the newspapers use, just like they call the National Rifle Association, the gun lobby.
Yeah.
And so
let me get you held right there. We're coming up on the break. Anybody listening to this, we're going to continue this tomorrow because I did have to take a segment away from them, and we'll continue with this discussion tomorrow. But Arbalest Quarrel, you can find what Roger writes about, what Steven throws out there, arbalestquarrel.com, ammoland.com, and now I guess it's every Wednesday. You can find them right here at Lock and Load. I always like the conversations. I never thought I'd have to tell Roger not to say any bad words, though. But that's okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Right now I'm talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli of Arbalest Quarrel, and we're talking about Charlottesville, which, you know, Charlottesville is going to become sort of like Ferguson or Berkeley now, but here we had two out-of-town groups show up to beat on each other, and they did. Have either of you fellas seen what the Charlottesville police response was, how they drove the, just for lack of a better term, the non-Antifa into the Antifa when they drove them out of a park?
You know what, Phil? Being that we're going to be talking about this subject in our next program, if I may, let me just ask our listeners to do two simple things to make our next program as interesting and informative as possible. Let me throw out this idea for the next program. There's a video that I saw on YouTube today after talking with an attorney friend of mine, Bob, and he called me and he said, you know, I took a number of looks at this particular video on YouTube. And it shows that the alleged driver of the car that is, being blamed for the murder and injury of all these many people was actually surrounded by a group of Antifa and Black Lives Matter with sledgehammers. And they were bashing the windows of his car. This attorney friend of mine posed the question, is it possible that he acted in self-defense? What would anyone do if they were stopped at a stoplight or at an intersection or at some crossing and surrounded by a mob of sledgehammer, weapons being smashed against them? So I think it might be a good idea to ask our listeners to take a look at this when they get a chance and be ready to answer the question, what did you see in this video? Because I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, well,
another thing that I found interesting on the news today was the response from many of Europe's leaders. Now, for example, Germany's Angela Merkel, who was one of the first to criticize Trump for his handling of the Charlottesville incident, as did many other European leaders who joined the bandwagon and the frenzy against Trump. And interestingly, these particular leaders don't have children. Now, I'm not condemning a person who doesn't have a child, but what does this tell you from a leader of a country
who's constantly bashing our president and our way of life and our democracy and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, could it be, and I ask this as a question, could it be that they really don't care about future generations? And that's why they think
I don't think the left lives in anything but the now. It's sort of rich that they're coming out, because don't they have sort of the same thing happening with, quote-unquote, the beloved refugees?
Yeah, but Merkel is embracing them, and the country's going against a lot of these leaders, Belgium, for example, England, even in Italy now. So, you know, that's the immigration issue and all the problems that it's posing on their citizens. And luckily, our president has curtailed that flow from the south. In fact, they're going to Canada, those that can't come in here. So, right. You know, not to say that we don't have the problem, but thank God he's done something. But, and we don't hear any good things in the media about all the good things he's doing. So what I'd like to say, and then I'm going to let Roger, you know, continue, is, look, everybody, we love our country. We love our freedom. It's so unique. And let's not lose it. We all have to take an active part in our government. Pericles said that in ancient Greece. You have a responsibility. It's called, you know, citizenship. And we have to know when things are going wrong. And if you happen to live in a state where your senator or congressperson, is Republican, and they're straying from Trump, just because they want to get reelected and they're afraid and they're buying into this media frenzy, it's your obligation to call them up and contact them and let them know, no, a house divided by itself will not stand. We need to stick together. If Trump does something wrong, we need to let him know. But he hasn't done anything wrong. He's doing everything that I see right. And we need to give credit where credit is due. And we need to get the forces together to make our Congress stronger and to get things done. And if we want that national carry reciprocity, and we're being dealing with all these other things that are getting in the way, we better wake up. And we also should be very grateful what little Kim has done. He's backed off because Donald Trump, our president, has used the strong words that he was criticized for using. This Korean jerk finally got the message. You'll be annihilated.
Well, don't you think both the Never Trumpers on the Republican side and the left, but I mean not so much left. Left wants complete and total control. The Never Trumpers would be quite happy just going back to status quo, which that's never going to happen now, though, is it? They don't get that part, do they?
No, it's not. The real focus on that is what's happening down south with Strange and the judge now running for the Senate. You have a Republican senator, Strange, from Alabama, who's pretty much, he might be a great guy, but he's a rhino, all right? He's the right establishment Republican. And then you have Judge Moore, and people are going to have to make a decision. And they're going to have to make a decision on what's better for the country and then what's better for Alabama. Because the way I look at it, yes, a politician should represent his constituents, and that's true. But if the constituents, if it's more important to save the nation than to save your state or your community or your region, what is more important? When an artery is bleeding, you don't worry about a vein being broke, you stop the flow immediately. You tend to the real problem, and the problem is the nation. So that's the way I see it, and I see it where we need to hold our elected officials accountable. Now we know the Democrats.
Wait a minute, Steve. We're running out of time, and we're getting off topic a bit. If you don't mind, I'd like to say something.
We got 2 minutes. Go.
Yeah. Well, let me. Thanks, because we don't want to listen to Germany on anything. I want to read something. Delete hate speech or pay up Germany, tells social media company. So this is a June 30th article from the New York Times. Social media giants, including Facebook and Twitter, are not doing enough to curb hate speech on their platforms and could face fines of up to $53 million if they do not strengthen their efforts to delete illegal posts, a German government minister said on Tuesday. Now, this is what they want to do. On Tuesday, Heiko Maas, Germany's Minister of Justice and Consumer Protection, said he would propose a law that would impose this fine on companies whose social media platforms did not respond swiftly enough to complaints about illegal content. He has been a vocal critic of how companies treat online content that violates the country's strict rules on hate speech. Now, consider what he wants, or what he's going to do, and what they want in our own country. With this law, and I'm quoting, with this law, we put an end to the verbal law of the jungle on the Internet and protect the freedom of expression for all, Maas said. We are ensuring that everyone can express their opinion freely without being insulted or threatened. That is not a limitation, but a prerequisite for freedom of expression. Boy, if that isn't Orwellian, I don't know what is. It doesn't matter what, quite frankly, just calling up the politicians will do a damn thing. With the mainstream media and moral certitude, and the very fact that the laws that we have in place in the Constitution don't mean a damn thing anymore.
Well, check it out. Check it out. We're running out of time. I will call you guys. We'll set it up, and we'll carry this over tomorrow.
All right.
Good night, Phil. Well, thank you.
All right. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to talk with Rob Morse when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.